After the ship sank and you came home, what were you dealing with sort of psychologically, emotionally? Are these things that... Did you work through that in a formal sense? Or
no.
You worked through it with family and your community and your work?
You know, back then there was never any psychological workup after a tragedy. Back in the 80s, they weren't even recognizing PTSD at that point. Years later, I was diagnosed as having it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I even had a reaction until March. I remember it was my ex-wife's birthday, and it was one of the first days I had gone back to the Union Hall.
A month later.
Yeah, and I met some guys up at the Union Hall. We went and had a couple of drinks, and ended up a couple more drinks, and a couple more. And I come home, and I had a breakdown that night, I remember. Just, why was it me that survived, you know? No physical work. They checked me for physical ailments. They told me in later years I'd suffer from arthritis, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
But they never checked your mental state of health.
Mm-hmm. So no broken bones and no
nothing.
Burns and
nothing. Frostbite.
Frostbite.
Terrible, terrible frostbite. Even like I said this morning, when it was 50 degrees out, that first went out, my fingers were throbbing.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wear gloves this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I didn't even get a cold. My core temperature was down around 89 degrees when they brought me into the hospital. I remember being in the hospital. I remember the initial treatment, getting dunked in an ice bath, as a matter of fact. It wasn't even a warm bath. It was an ice bath to bring our temperatures up slowly. And that night I ate a dinner. I remember that. I also remember that there was a fight in my family because you can see as like I dress. The argument was my mother wanted me buried in a tie because the initial report on the news was that there were no survivors. So my family was notified that I had died 10 o'clock in the morning.
That was quick. They notified without knowing for sure?
Yeah. At 10 o'clock in the morning was my first opportunity to pick up the phone. I called my ex-wife, and it was like a voice from the grave. So they were in the
Do you remember what her response was when you called her?
Drop the phone. And she started to tell me, there is a battle going on right now. Your mother wants you buried in a tie. And I said, no.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Just within a few hours.
Yeah.
The important things that come
initial,
up.
The initial report, there were no survivors.
Okay. Well, I think we've covered quite a bit here.